When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yes, every Friday, Jai Sheridan in the studio. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How about yourself?
Pretty good. You got a quick story for us? Some massive thing you managed to land during the week?
Not this week. I went out for a crab last Sunday and struggled a little bit, actually, in the Harvey. I got half a dozen in the end, blueies. And I went for a whiting pop on Tuesday, arvo, and got a handful of little ones, but nothing too sizable.
Okay.
No big stories this week. Next week, though. This weekend, I'll be fishing all weekend.
Okay. Well, it's a ripper weekend for boating too. The boating forecast looking mighty fine. Righto. We'll have a look at the latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle, which people can purchase right across the weekend. What's happening with land-based, mate?
So for the land-based guys, in the cut, there's been some nice-sized skippy, whiting, herring, and some tailor to be caught. The skippy have particularly been found around the channel mark, not the channel markers, the pylons I've found around that structure.
Yep.
Ocean and estuarines have also been quite good for tailor, particularly just on dusk and into night. In the Mandurah Channel, pretty similar story along there. Juvenile salmon, some nice-sized herring and some skippy. The skippy are particularly being caught at that new jetty underneath the new bridge.
Right.
There's also been a few tailor to be caught after dark under the, what would you call it now, the new old bridge?
Yeah. That's confusing.
It is. At that jetty under there night, there's been plenty of big herring there as well. Down the beaches, I haven't heard a huge amount in the southern stretch. There's been a few tailor and the light caught from Tim's Thicket through to Preston Beach.
Right.
And up this end, there's been some big mulloway caught along with Taylor and the occasional school shark.
Mm-hmm.
For the crabs, like I said, I didn't do too well in the Harvey, so I'd recommend trying in the Peel. The best reports for drop netters seems to be out of the South Yundra ski area. Scoopers are still finding the best crabs just on dusk. I've done reasonably well with a friend a few weeks back along the Dawesville foreshore, so that's probably a good spot to try.
Yep.
For the boaties, as you said, beautiful weather this weekend, so guys are getting out wide. I'm still hearing the best reports of jewfish in kind of 40 to 60 metres, that real quite wide stuff. There's been bulching grouper, some big snapper in amongst them. And for the shallow stuff, there's been snapper and the odd jewfish, particularly south.
Yep.
And there's also been some big tailor getting caught trolling in the Harvey.
Good stuff. Plenty of choices. Let's have a look at the latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle. We had this before the Bass Day, what is it, Sugar Pen?
Well, there's been a fair few sizes I've done.
This is different the
third,
sizes.
Yeah, this is the third size. Okay. So we've had the 70F and the 58F. This is a new size we've just got.
Right.
Seems to be quite a requested one at the moment. It's a bigger profile, so you can get that really long cast. It was actually what I was using on Tuesday. Bigger profile. Even though it seems like quite a big lure for a widened eat, they have no problems tackling it. Mm. It's also quite good if a school of tailor or herring bust up near you, as you're not going to have tailor biting your line off because it's quite a big lure.
Right, okay. Beautiful. What's it called? The Bass Day?
Bass Day Sugar Pen 95F.
Sugar Pen 95F. Available at Tucky's Tackle, of course, right across the weekend. Righto, mate. You've made the promise. Hope to hear some good stories from you next week.
I reckon you will.
There we go. It's the Real Fishing Spot with Jai Sheridan, 91.7 The Wave.